Nigeria rises up even as churches are being planted. Youth lead the way and Chile response, and Haiti's rebuilding effort carries a hefty price tag. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi says Nigeria should be divided in two to avoid more bloodshed. He made those comments following last week's deadly Muslim attacks on Christians in Jos, which saw up to 500 Christians killed. Despite the unrest, One Hope's founder, Bob Hoskins, says many leaders know the only answer to the violence is Christ.
We are being encouraged by the governments to go into the schools to share our biblical literacy program and to share Christ with the children.
In some cases, it's being met with resistance as workers have been beaten by radicals. But Hoskins says the hunger is so great, the work goes on. Their Book of Hope and the Godman film are great outreach tools. Hoskins says it doesn't take a large commitment to have a huge impact.
It's incredible to believe that for 33 cents, we can engage a child with the Word of God that can change an entire community, actually result in a church being started in an area where it's 90 to 100% Muslim.
Next, Chile's quake recovery continues. The village of Las Lizamas sits between two municipalities, a jurisdictional no man's land, leaving about 60 survivors without aid. However, the Southern Baptist International Mission Board says youth from their Center for Youth Missionaries are leading a response. The center trains missionaries-to-be in their late teens and early 20s on living the gospel. They're applying their training in earnest with the survivors of Las Lizamas. Can you help? You're listening to Mission Network News. Haiti's reconstruction plan could cost upwards of $14 billion. Baptist Haiti Missions' Ron Sparks says they're putting their plan together, too.
We had reports back from only about 100 of our 350 schools and churches. And out of those, we determined that 10 of these had been destroyed, and there were 10 others that were seriously damaged.
Sparks says they've been working with other chaplains and found receptive hearts to God's love. In fact, many Christians say the crisis sparked a spiritual revival of sorts. With the sin nature question identified, now comes the nurture part.
We have a great network of pastors and local lay leaders who are already in position to help with those spiritual needs, not only to share the gospel with people, but also to follow up as far as their attending the local church and being taught God's word and being helped with their physical needs as well.
Meanwhile, before becoming a Christian, Andrew Palau was enslaved by drug and alcohol abuse. Now serving under his father's ministry, the Louise Palau Association, Palau will be traveling to England next month to reach out to youth with similar struggles. Speaking on bullying, drugs, and alcohol, Palau will share how these young people can find freedom and hope in Christ. The event will also include music and a skateboard and bicycle stunt team to cater to the interests of these kids. Pray for the team as he prepares to minister. And Costa Ricans are stepping out in faith. At a recent conference in Costa Rica, Grace Ministries International encouraged them and other Latin Americans to reach out. Executive Director Sam Vinton says,
"The thing that we're trying to do is to show them that missions is not something just that North Americans or Westerners do. This is something that the whole church is to be involved in, and it is something that we have to catch a vision of."
GMI's ministry has thrived in Costa Rica, but Vinton says Christians tend to get stuck.
Most of us are happy to be doing church work where we are. Once you get that church going, it's easy to just be satisfied and say we have a lot of work right here and forget that there are people who fought the gospel elsewhere.
So they've had several short-term missions to Nicaragua, but in the next couple of years, GMI hopes to begin full-time ministry. As they share the gospel, Latin Americans have an advantage.
Culturally, of course, and linguistically, it makes it very easy for them to be able to go there.
Pray that many will come to Christ in this season of growth. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to Guatemala. Through this life-changing experience, you'll see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. For additional information and to register to win, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.